Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Radio Alabama. It's Mix 106.5, and it is Mixed Sunday Morning, sponsored by Robo Motors. In the studio with me this morning, Mr. Coach Josh Podoris, a.k.a. Podo. This is going to be tough tonight because usually I have a tough time with some of the girls I knew growing up that have married, and I want to call them by their maiden names, and I haven't messed up yet. So today I have a feeling this is going to be a tough one.
Just call me whatever. I've been called a lot worse, I'll tell you that. But I will say, it's really cool, the name Podo, because even in formal settings like banquets and stuff like that, people will call me Podo. So I think that nickname has really just, for whatever reason, stood the test of time. But what a blessing and an honor to be here on your show. And I really appreciate you having me, and really looking forward to share some good messages with you and hearing what you have to share as well.
Well, all right, we're going to dive right into it because, like I told you off air, it's my favorite part of the show. Who is Josh Podoris?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think in this phase of my life at 32 years old, it's weird. As a man, I feel like within the last year, I've reached an identity crisis, and I'll explain. Everybody knows me as Coach Podo, but nobody really knows me as Josh, and nobody knows me as Dad. So career choices and things that I have done has set me off into a spiral of an identity crisis, and God really reminded me of my purpose here. So who is Josh Podoris? Well, I grew up in Childersburg, not far from here, and had a really supportive mom and dad through my whole, even to this very day, and three older sisters. So I've got three older sisters, and I'm the only boy.
That had to be tough.
Spoiled, rotten, wouldn't put it into, just words. But played football, basketball, and baseball in Childersburg community and made a lot of great memories there. Played on some really good teams, state championships, and was a good student. Just overall very respected. I take pride in that, being respected and appreciated and stuff like that, and was blessed enough to go play college baseball. I played college baseball at Wallace-Dothan Community College and then the University of West Alabama. So that's really where my life began to take off and just follow baseball and not really follow Christ. So, Josh Podoris, the person, is just baseball through and through. In this phase of my life, I'm dad, and I am I'm God's son, and I'm here to serve a purpose. And in my teaching and my coaching, I try to spread that to my students and my players.
Well, we'll get into more of that because that's one of the reasons I asked you to come on the show. And it's because of something you didn't have to say a word, and I knew it. So we'll get into that
perfect.
In just a little while.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be back with more from Coach Josh Podoris right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us this morning for this segment, we'll call him Podo.
Podo.
Podo in the corner booth. We had my favorite segment of the show, telling us kind of who you are and how, God moved in your life. But this is the part of the show I love the most, because I know I repeat it every week, but when you bring a Bible verse, it's interesting to hear what verse you bring. Because last week, one came from Revelation, which kind of blew me. It was my first verse from Revelation. Yeah. And it was kind of neat, but verses seem to come in seasons of your life and where God speaks to us in different phases of our lives. Because like you said, you're getting into a identity, kind of identity, because you're coaching, you're a dad, you're all these things going on, husband, it kind of all runs together. And then sometimes God reminds us through his word. So I'm very interested to see what verse you've brought for us today.
So the verse that I chose, and you mentioned seasons of life, and it's funny, this verse, the name Joshua comes from Joshua in the Bible. So this verse has really shown up in chapters of my life just through and through. And it's funny that it just always turns up in my lap when I need it the most. And it comes from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And you're probably familiar with it. It's a very, very common verse. But it's, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And the identity crisis, it's weird. My whole entire life has been baseball. It really has. It has been sports, and it still is. And I love it, and it's my passion, and that's where I'm at. But it's at that phase of life where I took off for college, I needed this Bible verse, and it fell into my lap. You know, for lack of a better word, and it's not any major problem, but for lack of a better word, moving 3 hours from home away from everything you've been familiar with, mm-hmm. as 18, 19 years old, you know, it put me through a little struggle. It made me tougher. But this Bible verse really reminded me of, don't worry about it. You know, I've given you baseball. I'm taking you to places and giving you things that you may not have access to without baseball. And then I get into, you know, post-baseball career at 4 years of eligibility, and I go into coaching. So I'm sitting there in life, and I'm just like, Greg, I'm not very good at much in life. I'm really not. So after college, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Where is my life headed? Lo and behold, this Bible verse falls in my lap again. You know, I'm sitting there at 24 years old, and this Bible verse falls into my lap. And God really spoke to me in this moment in my life, and he said, coaching is one of the biggest ministries there is. And we miss, as grown men and as women, but in the coaching profession, we miss the mark on what we are truly doing, I believe, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I'm the world's worst at that, and I got caught up in that as well. But he spoke to me, and he said, go into coaching. That's your ministry. So, wow, 24 years old. Hey, baseball's been my whole life up to this point. Well, I guess God wants it to be my life. So we're going to sign up for this. We're going to do it, right? So I take my first job as an assistant coach at Bessemer Academy. Great relationships. Still keep in touch with players that I have there. And I'm thinking, man, God's giving me baseball to impact 20 people at a time. You know, 20 men that can take and impact in their lives at whatever they're doing, you know. Well, then he takes me right down the road to B.B. Comer. And I was there for a short time. A lot of people don't know that or remember that. But in 2016, I was at B.B. Comer. I was Mark Vincent's baseball assistant. And I'm thinking, you know, I've already been an assistant. I kind of got the egotistical woe is me. Mm-hmm. All right. And as a man, we do. We have egos. So, I was 26 or so, and I'm thinking, man, baseball's been my whole life. I'm ready to be a head coach somewhere. But God wasn't ready for me to be a head coach, and he sends me to B.B. Comer. And looking back, it was a great experience and such a valuable remembering moment that I have at B.B. Comer was I coached a young man named Jordan Matthews. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Matthews, if you're familiar with him, a very, very just wonderful kid, wonderful person. And after I got done coaching him, about a year after I coached him, he reaches out to me on Facebook. And we're not friends, so I didn't see the message. You know, it goes to all these files, and I'm not very good with all that. But, you know, people call me the young baby boomer, but they, you know, whatever that means. But so, well, it goes to this thing, and after Jordan passes away, you know, I'm just terrible. I mean, I'm in a terrible dark place, just sick over it. And a few months after he passes away, I'm going through my Facebook messages. And in a message that I never saw was a message from Jordan Matthews that said, Coach, I will always love you. Mm. I hope you and your wife, because my wife and I had just got married when I took that job. And he said, I hope you and your wife are doing wonderful. Mm. And I'll never forget in that moment, Greg, I just remember thinking, God put me there to impact him. And now he has given me this lesson in my life. I have that message saved on my phone, and I go back to it when I need it. You know, but in that moment when I was at B.B. Comer, I had the woe is me mentality. I shouldn't be here. I should be a head coach somewhere. Well, why should I? You know, if I'm having that much of an impact on a young man, what does it matter what my title is?
That's right.
You know, so that just goes to that identity crisis. And I remember thinking in that moment in time, even as a young, you know, younger, I guess, I don't know if God really wants me to do baseball. What, you know, and again, I'm at that identity crisis. What am I to do? Well, then I get to go back to my hometown, Childersburg. I got hired to coach there. served as an assistant for a long time. Again, got the woe is me, got tied up in that. And after serving as an assistant there for 4 years, I was blessed to finally get named the head baseball coach at the school that, you know, I won a state championship at. I was an all-state player, really get to lead young men. And it was a dream that I had always had my whole entire life. So I was where I wanted to be. And I just remember thinking, and this was the COVID year when it hit, which reminded us all of what really matters as we're all at home as family. I remember thinking, even at COVID, you know, I'm living my dream, but I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like this is it. You know, this isn't the end goal. Like, oh, I'm finally reached my goal. And I remember thinking that. And lo and behold, what Bible verse falls into my lap again? It's Joshua, you know, chapter 1, verse 9. In other words, I try to lean on my own understanding when I shouldn't. And that has gotten me into just deep anxiety and fear. And that also drives us in, as men in society. Well, then fast forward through all that, my wife and I have our first baby. I'm going into year two as head coach at Childersburg. And that was a moment I'll never forget in my life. The labor for my wife was very traumatic, and she almost ended up losing her life. So it really struck me in a way of, again, is baseball what I'm meant to do? Because now not only does my son need me, but my wife needs me a lot more than these players and students need me. So we go through, and baseball season is really tough that year. But even as it's tough, I'm the only one that knows that it's tough, mm-hmm. because we're winning the county championship. I was named coach of the year. We had won the most game in 7 years, and everything was going great. It really was. And I was having a blast, but again, just didn't feel fulfilled. Everybody else is around me is happy and ecstatic except for me, my son, and my wife. Mm. And to me, in that moment, in that year, I made a decision that sent me to again, this Bible verse, but I left that job after I got named coach of the year.
I remember that.
And it really struck the community. You know, it's such a shock, man. Why is Poto leaving, you know? And in that moment, and still to this very day, nothing matters to me more than family. And so I took a new job. Again, that was baseball related, but it was going to allow me to be at home with my son and my family more. And it was great. And in that moment, I wrote this down as I was writing my Bible verse, because it's got me really through the dark days of the last year. I said, through all of this, I never took a step back in my profession, because now I'm an assistant coach with my best friend. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, man, how did you get to go from being a head? You were named county coach of the year. Now you're an assistant. How do you do that? You know, you took a step. I never took a step back in my profession. I never took a step back in my profession, but what I did do is I took a massive step forward in fatherhood. That year and that decision that I made when I was on top of my career, my profession, gave me the biggest fulfillment that I ever could have experienced in baseball. So, no, I did not take a step back in my profession. But instead, what I did is took a step ahead in fatherhood. And I think men in society need to really value their children and their wives more than a title or a job, especially in today's world. I mean, I think suicide rates are just astronomical through the roof. You know, mental health is just a huge issue. On my heart, God speaks to me, and he's put me in the spot that I'm in to really pour into young men, because society needs strong men. That's just how I feel.
That's pretty powerful, brother. We'll be back with more from Coach Josh Podoras. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. I have a wonderful blessing of a guest in the studio with me, Mr. Josh Podoras, a.k.a. Poto. And I just want to take just a minute on why I asked you to be on the show. Okay, we were at the Donahoe High School. I have to put the in front of That's there right, because yeah. I was corrected up there. And you came up to us. We were going to cover the show over internet streaming. And you just walked up to our table and we know each other, and you shook my hand, you hugged me, and you thanked us for being there. When you stepped away, one thing I pray for, I pray to the Lord to give me his eyes. Lord, that I can see people the way you see people. And I don't want to call it a gift, but I have a small gift. And when I looked up and I saw your eyes, and it was the spirit of peace. The smile on your face was a spirit of joy. And in your heart was humbleness. And I said, man, I got to get him on the show. Because if you can, like you said, you coached in a place that you really felt like you didn't fit, but you changed the life of a young man. Well, see, Coach, you can walk around and not say a word and change people's lives. And that's why you're on the show this morning.
I appreciate those kind words. And I do remember coming up to you and really being appreciative that you guys were there. I think, getting a highlight and spotlight our players, especially for those families that can't travel to the game as they're keeping up with it. I think that's a phenomenal thing that we have as a small school. And, from the bottom of our hearts, just wanted – God spoke that on my heart, man. This is really a special moment that I need to go thank them. You know, they just traveled to Anniston to the Donahoe school.
Get it right.
And, that is something that again, God needs strong men in society. And I really, really respect you as well and hope you know that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I love sitting in that seat because just real quickly, when I played at Sylacauga, I was quarterback at Sylacauga, and my parents were in a situation, financial situation. They couldn't come to the game. And we lived with my grandparents. And my grandfather would listen to the game on radio. So on Saturday morning when we'd get up, he would tell me, he asked me about all the plays. What did you do here? Why didn't you do? And that's my job, to be the eyes of the people that can't come and to paint that picture for them, because I understand what it means. You know, I'm not out there for Greg Wyckoff. I'm not out there to, it's bad to say, for the radio station.
Sure. No, I think that's right.
I'm out there for the people that can't come, and that I can bring that game to them. So it was an honor to be up there with one of the best coached baseball teams. Wow. It was a joy to come down and cover you guys in the playoffs.
I appreciate that.
Because I had the opportunity to see boys who were underclassed at the Donahue. I mean, there was a physical difference in the teams. But when you got on the field, the Fayetteville Wolves were so well coached.
Thank you.
And that's a product of you and Coach Collier.
Thank you.
I appreciate what you're doing, not only on the field of baseball, but what you're doing off the field of baseball.
Thank you for that. Really, sincerely, thank you for that. But I think that goes back to the ministry that we're in. And are you familiar with Admiral William McRaven? You speak Admiral of the Navy. He had a speech of maybe 8, 10, 12 years ago, somewhere in there. But he said, find people in life to help you get through life, right? And I guess in society, we often think that finding somebody is maybe a spouse or a significant other. And I didn't interpret that as that. I took that as find someone to help you through life. And in this phase of my life, Matt Collier is him. He's by far just a huge blessing to me and my family. At our house, we call him Uncle Matt and Aunt Tiff, because as you may know, their son is also 2 years old. Our son is 2 years old. We have really strengthened our friendship in the last 3 to 5 years. And then we had kids, so we're experiencing this chapter of life together. So finding people to get you through life and that, he is a strong, strong man and good man of faith as well. So just in a terrific position to lead young men.
But when I slide him in here, I know he's going to say the same thing about you.
Well, he may not. Well, it depends on if the on-air button is on.
And when I get Coach Limbaugh in here, He'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm sure he's going to say the same thing about both of you.
Well, we're blessed and honored to work with him. As you know, just tremendous man of faith, and also just in the position that he's in, he looks at coaching his ministry, and he understands that maybe at the end of the day, it's not always about wins and losses. Those are important, and I think that teaches you a lot about life and society as well, but it's not all it's about, and being a good person and getting these guys ready to be fathers and husbands one day.
I'll tell you what, we got one more segment. We'll be back with Coach Josh Podoras, a.k.a. Podo, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In studio with us, it's been an awesome interview, a man of faith, a tremendous coach, a tremendous husband, and a tremendous dad. Coach Josh Podoras.
Thank you for those titles. I think dad and husband means the most, though. Thank you.
It does. Yes, sir. Well, in this segment, Coach, I thought we'd talk about it because I talked to two other coaches, a retired coach this past week and a current coach that has four more years to go before he said he is out the door. Kids are different. Kids are different. How getting into coaching, how different are kids today than they were when you, and this is, you know, as you say, yeah, this is a spiritual question because it's, sure, it's the attack of the devil is, sure, on.
Yeah.
How have they changed?
I think we're more distracted. Whether that be, you know, our phones, social media, for obvious reasons, I think we're more distracted. So, you know, by no means am I a science guy, but us as people, we can only withstand so much bandwidth, right? And we're just burying ourselves and stuff. So I just don't think kids are passionate about things because they got so many feet in so many different fires. And, I mean, you know, the coaching world, travel ball, for example. I mean, why is an 8-year-old traveling 3 hours for an 8 a.m. game in September?
Yes,
you know, that's just no wonder a kid's not in love with baseball when he's 14 years old, because we look back 6 years previous and, you know, he was doing that. So I don't know if kids have changed as much as just
the world around them.
Maybe us as adults. Mm-hmm. We really have to put God at the center of our houses. And we as adults, we get distracted as well. And I think that may be the devil working at us at times, but keeping God in the center of your house and raising your children to just to understand what life is really about would help them, you know, understand bigger things.
Because I know kids go through a lot. You know, I was a kid back then. I understand because I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Coach Adam Fawcett because people don't really understand really what goes on over there with a lot of the kids. And I know, Coach, you deal with that too.
Yeah.
People, you know, they see these young men or women in school uniforms. You know, they're nice, they, you know, nice cleats, nice shoes, nice sneakers. But behind that is a kid that is really struggling, doesn't have the foundation. And that foundation, you're right, is the family. But then that family foundation has to be the Lord, has to be Jesus Christ.
Agreed. Do you think as society we could be better adults?
We could.
I agree with that. I really do.
Wholeheartedly, because it's...
I don't, you know, going back just to your question, I don't think it's that kids have changed. I really think we as adults have changed. Things are accepted now that really probably shouldn't be accepted. And it's normal just to be chaotic in today's world, and that's... At the end of the day, not God's way, and he's speaking to us, and we need to get back to that.
Well, in the world, and I know I say this every week, but it is the truth. Everything's okay when we walk out that door. You know, we're here talking about the Lord, the kids, our families, but when we walk outside that door, it is the world of okay. Right and wrong has really just been flushed down the toilet.
That's exactly right.
And when parents accept that, what are the kids going to learn?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Bible, when we're not the judges, we're to raise up and train a child in the way of the word. And that's what will be judged on by the Lord. And when our kids get the age of accountability, unfortunately, they'll have to stand before the Lord. And they'll have to answer to that too, because they've been taught and they know better. But when the news is telling them one thing, I hate to say this, but when some teachers are telling them the wrong thing, if that's what they're being fed, as Lee Perryman told me the other day, I loved it. Well, I was sitting in the office with Lee Perryman. He said, "Greg, we got to keep this show going. We got to keep the good news going, because yeah. Nobody hears that anymore."
No, and do you remember during COVID, all right, I don't know if you're familiar with The Office. That's my number one show. I mean, I mm-hmm. truly love it. That and Cheers. But John Krasinski came out with everyone's at home, but he came out with just a feel-good type news that was on YouTube. And I remember, no joke, my wife and I sitting on the couch just being so just in the moment, and it was all positive. It was all just praise, and there's so much more of that needs to go on in the world, and I don't think his kids have changed. I mean, for example, we're at the baseball banquet on Sunday, and Bentley Tomlin, who is our bat boy, he's 10 years old. He is a great kid, great family. On his own, he gets up in front of a couple hundred people and all of the spring sport athletes at Fayetteville, and he gives a speech to all the 6 seniors on the team. And in his speech, he just, to wrap up a long story, he basically said, "Hey, you have accepted me. I look at all you like big brothers. So we're going to go to the Braves game. I got you all tickets that I have saved up with my own money. And not only that, but we're going to get a party bus and we're going to ride to the game together on the party bus so I can hang out with the boys one last time." So there is an example of one kid, you know. So it's not kids have changed. One kid just impacted, and I'm getting to go as a coach. I'm excited. He just impacted 9 different people in a positive way. The world needs more of that. Mm-hmm. And we need to praise Bentley for that. We need to praise his parents for that. Servant's heart, giving. Kids haven't changed. Society has changed.
I appreciate that, because you have opened up my eyes a little bit on that. Because I have young men at work. I'm over a group of young men, and like I said, sometimes I have to be the boss. Sometimes I have to be the mentor. But most of the time, I have to be dad. Yep. And you're right. Maybe it's the...
You know, in another example, 17-year-old kid, Caden Rowan, one of our seniors, after we lose to the Donahoe school, he comes up to me, and it's a very emotional night, and he hugs my neck, and he says, "Coach, I love you. I can't wait to invite you to my wedding one day."
That's cool.
You know, that's the impact we have on kids, and we need to continue to, like you say, push positivity. Like Lee says, push positivity. That's what the world needs.
And the truth is not what all you've said. Exactly. I mean, it is, yeah. The truth is not all of what I said, but the truth comes from the Word of God.
That's right.
And if we live our lives according to His Word, we train up our children according to His Word, man, it'd be so much better. And as bad as it seems out here, man, people need to hear the kids that come in here that have been in part of my life. And they come in here and they sing. They come in here and they open up their Bibles. They come up, and it's amazing. The world is still good.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And God still moves. No matter what you hear, God's still moving.
100% agreed. And you see examples of that in small communities, big communities. He is moving, and we need to push that instead of more of the narrative of kids have changed. Kids haven't changed. We as a society need to stay strong, push the positive in God's word, and don't accept negative and let the devil win at times.
Well, Coach, you've been an amazing guest this morning. Thank you for taking the time to come and do the show.
I truly have enjoyed it. I really have. I'm looking forward to just watching God continue to grow in your life as well. And not only this episode, but I'll continue to fill in and listen in to all just everything that good is going on with all of your guests.
Well, I think we've got a busy next 6 weeks where I used to pray, "Lord, who is it this week? Or send me the right one. Who do you want to be in here?" I'm 6 weeks out now with guests, and more kind of pending.
Yeah.
I said, thank you. I say that just say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's giving you this platform. And
well, it's not, like I told you, it's not my place. I'm the dirty dish towel.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the platform that you get to come in and share your heart and share what the Lord has done with you in school, on the field, and in your family. So that's what I love about it.
Well, I really thoroughly enjoyed having coming on your show.
All right, well, you have a great morning. God bless you. We'll keep you in prayer, you and your family. And I cannot wait to see. I can't wait to see what your family does.
Thank you.
It's Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.